The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The last 2 years, it has been my ritual to write these daily episodes, entering into dialogue with poets I admire and delving into my own trove of memories, feelings, associations, and convictions, all with the intention of sharing these things with you. It's hard work that has deepened my understanding of why poetry is important. And your listening, along with your occasional emails, has reminded me that those of us who ponder and revel in all the many facets of life make up a very special form of community. Today's poem fills my heart with immense feelings of gratitude, devotion, thanks, and love. And I'm sharing it with you as a way of saying thank you for the tremendous offering of your presence, your attention, and your belief in the significance of small things. This is Jennifer G. Lai's What the Kids in Subtle Asian Traits Know is that cut-up fruit is the ultimate Asian parent gesture of love. There are posts like, that feel when your mom cuts fruit when you're up late at night and you see her eating the leftover bits around the core before putting the nicely cut apple slices in a bowl to bring to you. And if your mom doesn't randomly bring you cut-up fruit, is she even your mom? And one meme in two frames. In the first, a man reads a book and you can see only the cover. Asian Parents' Guide to Apologizing. In the second, the inside of the book, the response, come eat. Now that I am older, I need to get the translation right. No, there were never any sorries, just cold plates of nectarines, bright pomelo, ice raw starfruit, fragrant lychee, sweet yali pears, without their papery brown skins, glistening. At Jing Fong, at Sam Wu, at Mei Sum, at Garden, the restaurants do this too. Tonight, the apron-splattered man with grandfather hair carries a chipped plate to the register. The server counts the other table's change, but jokes with me. Crowded enough for you, Ah Noi? Noi could mean girl or woman, but it also means daughter. I have spent years making sure. He places the oranges on my table. They do this for all the customers, but oh, what a glitch in the matrix tonight. My mother saw me alone with my empty bowl and splintered face on a Wednesday, and she is here. I know there is a math that measures time, but what about a math that accounts for logic? How should I explain the strangers who bring me fruit after she is gone? It has been 31 years of my mother bringing me cut-up fruit without even saying anything. Sometimes she would put the fruit directly into my mouth. Tonight, I will eat all of the orange, sweet or not. I will go home. I will call her. I will buy an apple and cut it for myself. All she ever wanted was for me to hurry, finish, before it got brown. No worries if she did not get a taste. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.